That was Aldous Harding with Leathery Whip. And this is Chi Chi Shand with The Cheese. We are going to be chatting with Chi Chi Shand, aka Anne-Marie Duff, very shortly. You want to stick around, but for now, just enjoy this lush tune. Chi Chi Shand with The Cheese. I am joined on air by Anne-Marie Duff, aka Chi Chi Shand. Kia ora, Anne-Marie, how are you going?
Morena, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Well, morena for you, but evening for us. Anne-Marie is joining us.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yes.
No, all good. That segues into my first point very well. Anne-Marie is joining us from the UK. Can I ask, what are you doing in the UK?
Mainly just working over here, actually. It's nothing too exciting. Just lots of work.
Oh, good. Good-o. Yeah. Are you having a nice time?
It is. It's been pretty rainy, but I know it's just nice to be here. It's always good. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for waking up at, what is it, like 6:30 a.m. over there to chat with us.
All good.
I want to start by talking, we just listened to The Cheese, which came out not even that long ago, and you've just put out another single, plus all sorts of other cool visual stuff, which we'll get into. I want to talk about like how these singles relate to each other and what it's been like to segue from one which has been so successful straight into another one.
I don't know, honestly, they're just kind of, they have a mind of their own, so don't know whether they're related. I don't know whether they're related or not. But yeah, it's been cool. Like, I think The Cheese came together really quickly and I wasn't sure how it was going to go because it's pretty pared back and I was, kind of wondering whether I should have added more things to it, but I couldn't really hear anything else that I would add. So I just kind of focused on the percussion-y things and stuff like that. But yeah, that came together pretty quickly. And I think because Seams was taking so long to come together, it was really nice to have something that just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty impatient, so I just kind of put it, I was like, I better put something out there. So I just put it out there and was like, I'll just see how it goes.
Well, it went pretty well. People are loving it.
Well, that's good. Thanks.
That's interesting you talk about the cheese being like not sure whether to add more layers or like keep it simple and kind of finding that balance, because I know that scenes, this some of the recording, which we're going to listen to in a second, is like still there from some of the original demos that you did, eh?
Yeah, so I like it all that. I think the vocals happen pretty quick for scenes, and like they're pretty, the vocals are pretty all over the show, especially some of the backing vocals like towards the end. But I actually quite liked it, weirdly. So,
yeah, I love it. I think it adds to that, like, I don't know, like rawness, and like it's just got a really beautiful, like, comforting, it's not, you know, overproduced, which
oh,
I think
thanks.
Is really beautiful. So the meaning behind scenes, I know there's kind of like these different reflections on community and belonging, but it's funny how, I mean, you've said that the meaning behind it is kind of being a bit of an outsider, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Not necessarily that I feel like a super outsider or anything all the time, but it was just one of those things where, you know how sometimes you just like people watching and it's just, I don't know, it's just nice. And it's, I just think sometimes when you're just sitting there watching people, you're just thinking, man, humans are so cute, like all these things that we do together and all these little routines that we have. And
yeah,
I think
totally.
I was just thinking about that, and I was feeling pretty removed from it. I think it was like around Christmas time or something like that. And so I don't know, it was just kind of happened. But I think the cool thing about songs is that people kind of take their own meaning from it as well sometimes, hopefully. So yeah, I quite like that side of it and keeping things kind of vague as well.
I think it's really beautiful to have a song about observing something from the outside and not have the negative kind of connotation to it.
Yeah,
and I guess like the instrumental and the arrangement of it is so unique that it pairs well with quite a unique subject matter in a way. Okay, there's a music video made with Spencer Hall. Can you talk a little bit about how that collaboration came about?
Yes, Spencer is amazing. Such a talented creative. It's just like New Zealand is so lucky to have him. So he was recommended to me by one of my bandmates, actually, and he was already he's been doing animation and illustration for a long time. And he did a little bit of animation for some of the promo material for an EP that I did last year. And he did a visualization for a track last year called Notions as well. And just honestly, the way that he works is just amazing. He's just like, he just has all these ideas, but then he's just kind of doing it at the same time because his technical capability is so good. I knew that I wanted to kind of do a bigger project with him, like pretty much straight away. I was like, oh my God, he's like a unicorn. So scenes happened. And even before I'd applied for the New Zealand On Air funding, I'd kind of talked about a bit of a brief with him and had this kind of abstract painting idea and knew that it was going to be kind of landscape related. And then when we got the funding, we were so stoked because we already had all these ideas and it just meant that we could do like the big thing that we actually wanted to do. So that was really cool. He's actually got a like the process for him making that video was so amazing. Like his the technical capability that he uses in Blender is just crazy. Like I think he had somehow imported like 3D kind of landscape or geospatial data and then painted over it basically, and had all these flight path things going on. And he's actually got a process video of how he put it together on his Patreon as well. If you go and have a look at that, I'm going to do a post on that today or tomorrow about that, so people can see the link and like see his whole process and stuff, because it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So cool. So most people would release a song and release a music video and that's kind of it. But this is really like, I don't know how you feel it compares to releasing something like an EP, but kind of looking at all of the stuff that you've launched with scenes feels like it's quite a project or even like a body of work in itself. Talk a little bit about talk a little bit to me about CASP Art Studio.
So many people are like, why are you interested in weather data all of a sudden? Like,
I think it's amazing.
I don't know. I guess I've just been kind of thinking about that idea for like a year or so. And then I tried to learn how to code and I really sucked at it and it was taking way too long and I was getting really frustrated. So this year I thought, oh, I'll just kind of get a team together and like just get it done, because I'm not making much progress with it and I really wanted to do it. Mm. So there was a developer in Melbourne that worked on this project, and then so CASP Art Studio was is this kind of like data engagement agency that I'm trying to get off the ground. We're aiming to kind of make these data visualizations that are just really novel and engaging, and try and make all these live data sources that are out there more accessible to the general public, because like they are there, but you kind of have to have all this technical capability and be able to use the API and that sort of thing. So it's quite cool to think about different ways that you can make it engaging and beautiful and actually show people the meaning behind the data without them having to look at all the numbers and everything.
Yeah, totally. Data visualizations don't exist in such a beautiful way as this, I don't think, yet.
Oh, thanks. It's very much a good concept. We've got other ideas and stuff in the works as well, which I'm excited about. Yeah.
So cool. I was going to ask, because you mentioned before that you were kind of trying to teach yourself how to code and getting all these other people involved. I was going to ask, is this an area that you've been interested in for a while, like in terms of like STEM and technology and stuff, and has merging that with your creative side been a work in process, or is this quite a new interest for you?
I think it probably has been there in the background, because I do CASP Studio, who is like the main company that I have that does a lot of kind of B2B digital marketing stuff, and we work with quite a few tech companies there. So I think it's naturally kind of get really interested and just nerd out about all that kind of stuff, and it's pretty awesome. And then it kind of naturally went to that kind of data side of things as well. I guess it's a bit of a process, and it actually does feel really creative. It almost feels like working on music, because like, I don't know if there's going to be any, you know, commercial viability there, but it's just like one of those ideas that you want to make happen and you kind of hope that people want to do more of it. So we'll see how it goes.
Cool. And can you explain a little bit how Scenes comes into CASP Art Studio and when it gets played and stuff like that?
Oh yeah. It's kind of like looking at a really kind of painterly, like quite abstract, like landscape painting. And then it's of Banks Peninsula, and you can see there's little waves that are bobbing up and down, and they're controlled by the live wave height in Littleton, and we've used the Met Service point forecast API for where the data comes from. And then there are these little birds that fly around, and where they are on the screen and how fast they're flying around is controlled by the live wind speed and the wind direction. And there are clouds there as well, so the clouds are based on what the percentage cloud coverage is at the time, and it moves through. Oh, I think there's about four kind of color palettes that are there that Spencer put together, and then the code kind of controls the rest of it. So based on time of day, it either looks like it's sunrise, or it's it might be just like normal daytime, or it might be nighttime. And then at local sunset time every day, the music video pops up and plays.
Wow, so cool.
It's been a really cool thing to work on. It's just been a lot of fun. I think everyone that worked on the project, we just, you know, we kind of finished it and we were like, oh, it's really sad that we need to get another one going, because it's been so much fun.
So cool, yeah. Like having that three-way crossover between music, visual arts and tech. Do you think that's something that you're going to try and continue to kind of incorporate into your future releases?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the dream. It was a pretty expensive exercise.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, but I think for this one it worked well, especially because Scenes was kind of, I kind of had this landscape in my head anyway for the music video, so it kind of all tied in together, and it tied in with a place as well. So it all kind of, yeah, it's been pretty special really, because it's all kind of crossed over at the same time, and it's all managed to feel really creative, and just like we kind of made the idea happen, which was really cool.
So cool. I was just thinking about, because I want to ask you about performing live and how you've just recently opened for Blonde Redhead down in Littleton. But I was just thinking, how cool would it be to find a way to incorporate all of these beautiful visuals into live performance somehow?
Oh, I know. We've been talking about that as well, actually. Like, how can we get this going? Because I know that people do, people do kind of live stuff, but not, I don't know if it's necessarily coming from like data sources, but they're using other inputs. So there must be a way to do it. But we have definitely been talking about that as well.
Cool. So just quickly tell me a little bit about what it was like to open for Blonde Redhead down south.
Oh, it was so good. It was so crazy, because I had bought a ticket for the show literally an hour after they went on sale.
No!
And then we found out like a week or so later that we might be opening for them. So it was pretty amazing. But yeah, they played such a good set. I'm just so happy that they came to Christchurch. Like, for a band of that caliber to come to New Zealand, let alone make it to Christchurch, was pretty amazing. So that was really cool. And I know that everyone from Christchurch that went along was so happy that they had come down. And it was, I think it was like the last night of a all-week tour for them or something, but their performance was just like incredible. And that was pretty, yeah, it was awesome to see. Yeah, such a good set.
How cool. When are you heading back to New Zealand, and can we expect any more live shows, maybe up in Tamaki Makaurau at some point?
I'd love to, yeah. So I'm just here for a few weeks. But yeah, we have been talking about how we can come up, and we actually, for the Blonde Redhead gig, we needed to get together like a duo set. So it was just Hope, the bassist, and I, and we've set up these samplers, and so we did that instead of having the full band. It actually seemed to go okay. So, and that might make us more able to kind of tour and stuff. So yeah, hopefully we can sort out some gigs out there. That would be the dream. I'd love to get out there and play. Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Anne-Marie. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All good.
Nice to chat.
We're going to listen to Scenes. This is Scenes from T.G. Shan, came out last week. It's an absolute banger. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thanks. See ya.
One, two, three. Coast street lights of the sea. Time.